Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
19020.
That was 19020.
Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Mary Burns.
Will you verify that shipping address for me?
It's 2853 Windsor Drive in Salem, PA 19020. Now, what exactly do I expect to get?
Okay, just see, I do see here you have this meal plan with us.
Okay, so what kind of meal plan is this?
Okay, let's see. Okay, so basically it's a meal plan. It's an app that shows you how to use real food. That boosts your energy.
Okay, so I was tricked into getting this because it said that I was going to get a Dyson vacuum for free. All I had to do was pay for shipping and handling. And next thing you know, you guys are taking 59 something out of my account for a meal plan. Which is funny because I'm a cancer patient. I would never have ordered a meal plan. So I went to my bank and I got my my card changed, so you guys are not going to be able to get any more money out of me, and I would appreciate if you would put that money back in because that wasn't fair.
Okay, so let's see. So basically, it started when you paid the $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum.
Yeah, it was the Dyson vacuum. It was the vacuum, and I thought, and what you guys said is that I got it for free for doing a survey. So I did the survey. I thought I was going to get the vacuum, and all I had to do was pay shipping and handling of $9.99. How the a meal plan ever got into this works is crazy. Like I seriously, that's just I like I said, I'm a cancer patient. I'm not ordering a meal plan. I can't even eat. So I mean seriously. So I need you to put that money back into my account and just forget that this ever happened because you guys are going to end up getting sued by somebody for doing some dirty stuff like that. That is like a false advertising. You know, you can't say, oh, we're going to give you something if you do a survey. And then, you know, you don't keep your promise. You slam them into some kind of meal plan thing. You got to be honest with people or you're never going to get, you know, the karma is going to come back to you guys and it's going to be bad.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, we do know for that meal plan, it is an app that shows you how to use real food that boosts your energy. Oh, sorry, but, so I can offer you $20 a month if you would like to continue.
No, thank you. I don't want to continue, and I want my $60 back because I never opted into going into this. Like I said, I cannot eat. I am sick. I'm a cancer patient. I have been for 4 years now. It doesn't matter if I eat any kind of food to help me be healthier. It's not nothing's going to work when radiation just destroyed your body. You know what I mean? I'm not well. So please just put that back in my account, and I just opt out of the whole thing, okay?
Okay, so I've canceled out your account. And what I can do for you, let's see.
I already have my bank involved, so if I have to, I'll get them to return this cash. But I'd rather you do it and be honest about it.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Okay. I appreciate it. I really had to go to the bank, and I'm not feeling well. I had to get out of bed, go to the bank, and change my cards and everything else because of this. You know, it was not a nice thing that you do to people, especially sick people that are not well, you know. That's not cool.
Okay, so what I can do for you is offer a $45 refund.
All right, whatever you can give me is fine. I need my refund, and please don't try to charge anything else because I changed my bank account number and the card. Okay, so please put that back in.
Okay, so have you already disputed the charge, ma'am?
I'm not going to dispute the charge unless you don't put the money back in. So,
okay, yeah, you said that you changed your card.
Yeah, but I did not change my bank account. I can change my bank account and dispute everything, but I told them I would wait and talk to you guys. So that's what I did. So if you put it back in, then I won't go through with the rest of the stuff.
Change it for one moment. Okay, what I can do for you, that $35 refund will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
You said $45.
I meant $45. I do apologize.
Yes.
That $45 refund will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Destiny.
Destiny. Okay. All right. Thank you, Destiny. I appreciate it. You have a good evening.
I have that confirmation for you to write down.
Okay. Go
no,
ahead.
Let me see for Charlie.
Okay.
920.
920.
4938.
4938. Okay.
34.
I'll be looking for that. 34. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.